Welcome back, folks. It's been 3 4 months since I uploaded something last, and it's been quite a while. And firstly, thanks to a friend who kind of just like kept telling me to do this again. So thankful for him. And yeah, in this episode, I'm like just at the start. Wow, I've forgotten how to do this. Anyway, so we're gonna talk about something called cohabitation effect, as you already saw in the title. But before going on there, just a quick catch up on the last 3 months, or four, I think, whatever, how much I uploaded the last episode during like mid-August. So it's been quite a while. I have learned a lot of things, not just in terms of theory and different subjects, but in life, like a lot of life learnings. And I don't know, I'm kind of thankful to be able to, be living this life. I remember like a lot of months back I was going through nihilism. Now I kind of have shifted towards having this lust for life, that I actually want to live life and, live it right. So maybe I'll make another episode on like the things, like life learnings that I'm having. So would that be useful though? Let's see. Maybe that's for another episode. Anyway, in this episode, I'm gonna be talking about something called the cohabitation effect. Wow, I genuinely have forgotten how to do this. Anyway, coming back to the topic, these are meant to be short, so let's keep it short. So I was reading this book. It's called The Defining Decade, and it's a great book on how your 20s actually matter. And they touch upon, three main aspects, which is one is your work, one is your relationships, love, and all. And third is the brain and the body in general. So cohabitation effect comes under one of the chapters of the love part, which is basically that often when you ask kids these days, or not kids exactly, but people in their 20s, I guess, that do you think living together before getting married is a good idea to test out, your marriage or something? Most people will say yes. Like, and at first it would make logical sense, right? That if I'm going to get married to this person, I think living together with them for some while would be a good idea. But turns out that people who actually move in together before their marriage are also more likely to get divorced if they get married. And that's kind of interesting. Now the reason why is that because when you're not married, you kind of, it's not responsibility really. When you get married, then it's a marriage. It offers responsibilities. It offer so many things more than just being in a relationship. Not that I would know, but this is what was in the book, so I'm guessing that, right? And it'd actually be funny, right? I'm like a 19-year-old talking about just like how marriages actually are like, but anyway, so it was pretty interesting actually. There was this illusion that I had, not an illusion, but like I don't know, there was just this underlying thinking that, oh hey, maybe a live-in relationship would not be a bad idea. But now, if I ever get to that stage, kind of have to reconsider things now. And they did give solutions to overcome it, and like the simple things that, one of the things they said that your purpose of actually living together should make sense. So they in fact asked a sample set of a few people that which were segregated into men and women to ask what the general woman said and asked what the general man said. So the general woman said that, easier access to love, and the man said that, it's like a lot of sex. So it's like that's the problem, right? That itself becomes the problem. I mean, that if the purpose of living together is not stated well and is not something which actually holds meaning, then is there really a point? So it was pretty interesting reading about this. And just I guess we are also back with these. Hopefully I'm consistent with this. So many learnings. I'm actually glad if I can, put all of them and be able to articulate them really well. So that's it for this one. I hope you enjoyed it and hope to see more of this. Anyway, bye folks. See you in the next one.